Blog Talk Radio.
Davina Shinsky, and you're listening to Live Without Limits, Dreams Come True with the Right Mindset. And today's show is titled The Top 5 Simple Ways to Start a Self-Care Routine in Your Life. It is an important topic to talk about simply because we don't ordinarily take care of ourselves, especially when we have children, because they become our top concern. Or if you're in a generation where your parents are still living and you've got young children, then you're responsible and caught in between, and so you therefore don't take time for yourself. So what we do is we grow up with our parents or caregivers taking care of us, even though they probably taught us how to take care of ourselves in terms of life skills, cooking, cleaning, getting a job, making friends, that many of us are left with no idea how to care for ourselves mentally. And understanding that your mental health is so important, because if you don't take time for yourself, it's easy to get so frustrated and so angry at other people simply because you are not taking the time to take care of yourself. And so we're going to talk about some solutions for you to do so. Our parents and caregivers have good intentions, but for one reason or another, they may half-heartedly practice self-care or are so busy taking care of others that they don't practice self-care either. Self-care is the ability of individuals, families, and communities to promote health, prevent disease, maintain health, and to cope illness and disability with or without the support of the healthcare provider, said the World Health Organization. Self-care, according to this definition, covers the basis from our nutrition, how well we handle stress, and what we do to keep ourselves healthy physically and mentally. Self-care can also include spiritual health. And that means taking time to think about yourself and your needs, because we all have certain needs. If that means getting up a little bit earlier in the morning before everyone else does, just to take time for yourself. What is your idea of self-care? A weekend at the spa? A vacation to the beach for relaxation? Taking care of yourself ought to include the physical, mental, emotional, social, and spiritual parts of you. Driving into the idea of self-care can be intimidating, but you don't have to go over the top. So here are some ultra simple tips that you can start adding in your life. Take time for yourself in the morning. Getting up early does not sound appealing to many people, but getting up a few minutes before you have to start your day can be beneficial for you. In fact, it may give you a positive lift that carries you through the day. Getting up 30 minutes before you have to begin getting ready for the day. If that's a stretch, start with 15 minutes. If nothing else, not starting your day by feeling rushed can set you up for a calmer morning. It also often is the quietest time of the day. It can help you set your intentions for the day ahead of everyone else. And it's important because when you take time for yourself and you don't feel rushed because you've got to get everyone else ready for work or for school or even just to feed them breakfast. And if you've got small children, what happens? Your time circles their time and what their needs are. And then you have to think about taking time for yourself. And that means to meditate or pray. Sit outside and breathe fresh air. Go on a walk. Listen to relaxing music. Simply sit and drink tea or coffee while thinking about what you are grateful for. What does it do when you think about what you're grateful for? Well, it gives you a sense of calm. Not only does it give you a sense of calm and peace, but it gives you a way of reflecting on all the good things that you have in your life. Because when you get so rushed and so frustrated, you forget about those good things. So taking this quiet time every morning can refresh and energize and elevate your mood. So who wouldn't love doing that and taking time for yourself? 2, connect with your higher power. Make a concentrated effort to connect with your higher power daily. This can be done in the morning or anytime throughout the day. Sit quietly, take a few deep breaths, and be still. Enjoy the presence of your Creator. Allow your heart to be filled with gratitude and love. Listen to gentle whispers of affirmations and guidance from the sound of the creation. Contemplate, enjoy solitude, and simply be. Now, here's the thing. Some people don't take the time. When you go to the beach, what happens? You get away from the stress of the work. You get away from the children. You just literally take time for yourselves. This is why it's often said that vacations are so important, because when you're on a vacation, then you leave that daily routine away. And when you get rid of the daily routine, what's happening? You are literally calming yourself down because you're not feeling rushed with the day-to-day activities of things that you have to do because you're on a time pattern. When you've got children, that the only time that you have to yourself if you're not working is when they're at school. And with the pandemic or with the COVID, when we were all in lockdown, what was happening, you were not getting away from the stress. And many a time, if you have health problems, that in itself can create stress. And too many times, you know, when all you hear on the news is the number of people that are dying from this COVID, and it creates more stress on your head because you're hearing it all the time, and you're talking, and you're not knowing when you have the symptoms. Now, because we're more than 2 years past the beginning of it, we're seeing that it's a less and less of a problem, because those who are catching it now are because it's a variant that's so mild but very highly contagious, that what's happening, that in itself is creating stress for certain people. So recognize what you're feeling, recognize what you want to feel, recognize what you should be feeling, and realize where it's coming from. And for many people, reading the Bible, reading certain sections of the Bible, can really help them connect with where they're coming from. Write in your journal. Keep a journal of thoughts, goals, accomplishments, and anything else that you feel like writing. Keeping a journal throughout the years is a great way to gauge your journey through life. According to the University of Rochester Medical Center, journaling is a very therapeutic and can help calm you down and help you sort out your feelings, your fears, and your dreams. Some of the mental health benefits of journaling include it reduces stress, it helps to manage anxiety, it helps you to manage your depression. You know why? Because it helps you, when you're journaling, you can talk about the things that are causing you stress, or the things that are causing you anxiety, or the things that you're getting depressed over, and understanding where they come from. Because for some people, it may be a secondary, because if you're put in a situation that was similar to something your parent had, and it stressed them out because it was something that they experienced it personally, then what happens? That in itself, that later on in life, you're creating your own stress, your own anxiety, your own depression, but you're not understanding where it's coming from. If you take the time to journal, then you have the opportunity to see where it's coming from. So every once in a while, read through your past and see how you have grown, or if there are some areas that still need attention in your life. So don't be afraid to write everything down, as you are the only one who has to see your journal. If you don't like writing, you can dictate your journal entries online and keep them in a folder. There are special speech to text programs. You have Google Voice. You have what's Dragon Naturally Speaking, or certain programs that are, like I said, speech to text, because then you can always take and cut and paste them into a journal on your computer where you can actually put it together as a book. So here's what you do. Don't be afraid to write everything down, as you're the only one who has to see your journal. If you don't like writing, you can dictate your journal entries online and keep them in a folder. Then when you're ready, simply print them out and put them in a folder, or have them bound as a book. Make time for friends. Having friendships and cultivating them over time are just so important. And it's something that we just don't always realize or think about. Therefore, it is important for you to recognize where you're coming from and why you need to think about those things and how you can benefit from them. Now, having at least one good friend to spend time with can mean that you're happier than those who don't spend time with friends. I know life gets busy, especially if those who are raising children. But it is important to make time for friends. You can go out for coffee, go shopping, share a meal, or commit to exercising together once or twice a week. Sharing life with a friend is special. If you don't have any close friends, make it a point to develop a friendship with someone that you have a common interest with. You can always join a club in your community, attend a local religious service, or get involved in volunteering to meet new people. If social distancing has diminished some of your community connections, check out the many online video groups that you can go to weekly. Events also list online activities, so be sure to take advantage of the ability to connect with others around the world through online video calls. The biggest thing that people have done today, because they have not been able to see anyone face to face, is that they do FaceTime. And FaceTime is nothing more than just a video call, but it's a way to connect with family that you haven't seen in years, and it's a way to get to know someone that you haven't met before, but can benefit you in your business or even in your personal life. So get help if you need it. It's not easy for some people to reach out for help. According to Inc.com, asking for help not only gives you a new perspective and a builds trust with people around you, but it also helps you become a better leader. Taking good care of yourself may require that you for you to ask for help at times, especially if you're struggling. Asking for help does not mean you're weak. In fact, more and more, we are speaking that asking for help actually makes us stronger. Reaching out may take some vulnerability and courage, but it can be worth it. Don't forget that everyone needs help at some point, and asking for help gives others the chance to show up for you, which is oftentimes a blessing for them also. You deserve excellent care. Taking care of yourself does not have to be a daunting task. If you need to convince yourself that you are worthy of giving yourself more attention, answer these questions honestly and make sure that you rank them on a scale of 1 to 10. Have you overextended yourself and left yourself for last? Are you burnt out? Have you been so busy taking care of others that you've forgotten about yourself? If you answered yes or less than 5, any of these, you should be spending more time investing in your self-care. You are a beautiful creation and deserve the best. By investing in yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually, you will live a more fulfilled life and experience more joy. You will also radiate love and joy more freely and abundantly. And that, my friends, is exactly what our world needs. And remember, it's easy today in today's world to get stressed out. And let's talk a little bit about ways to reduce some stress, because this is how you take care of yourself. If you don't know how to do this, and it often helps you to calm down. So some top ways to reduce stress are this. Try these tips to ward off ongoing stress and its many health risks, such as chronic inflammation and chronic disease. Why is stress bad for us? We need the body stress, the fight or flight response, to get us through tough times. When you sense a threat of danger, your body rises to the challenge by releasing stress hormones, tightening your muscles, making your blood pressure rise, and your heart and lungs work harder in releasing a surge of fat and sugar to give you energy. When danger subsides, your body goes back to the normal operations. So, here are some things to think about. The best way to cope with stress is by getting at least 7 hours of sleep a day, eating a predominantly plant-based diet, exercising regularly, meditating, staying socially connected. Okay. Now, stretch your muscles. Your muscles tense up under stress. Relieve that tension by stretching while sitting or standing. Inhale. Raise your arms overhead. Lace your fingers together. Stretch. Release your fingers and exhale as you lower your arms on each side. Take a mindfulness break. Being mindful helps elicit the relaxation response by bringing you to the present moment. It can break a cycle of stressful thoughts. It's like a real-time imagery exercise. You know all of your senses as you do something soothing. It could be having a cup of tea or noticing its warmth in your hands, the scent of the tea, and the way it feels going down your throat. These are just a few ways for you to learn how to reduce some of the stress in your life, because stress can create a lot of problems. So, reduce loud noise in your environment. Loud noise triggers the stress response. Dr. Ramon Chandani notes, it makes it hard to think and takes you away from being mindful. If loud noise is unavoidable, perhaps because it comes from neighbors, traffic, or someone in your home or office, try wearing earplugs or nose kits or noise-canceling headphones. Play soothing music. Unlike loud noise, pleasing music can help elicit the relaxation response. Music therapy can be very powerful for healing, and it is used in medical settings for everything from cancer treatment to recovering from COVID-19. But you need to be present and engaged in the sounds that you're hearing. If your mind is wandering to a stressful place, music won't help. Counter negative thoughts. Positive thoughts help boost positive emotions. Find 3 positive things for 1 negative or stressful thought. As Dr. Ratchadani suggests, count your blessings, such as a safe place to live, a nice meal, and heat in your home during cold weather. Use positive self-talk. When you're self-critical, that automatically activates the stress response. If you give yourself praise and support, it helps reduce stress. Dr. Ramchandani says, words to use. You can do this. You're smart and strong, and you've done bigger things before. Even if things don't go your way and you're doing the best you can, look at it this way. Have you ever thought of the laws of attraction and how it's that you're putting out energy into the universe on a daily basis, and the kind of energy that you're putting out is what is coming back to you? So when you get stressed out and you start putting in all that negative thoughts, all those negative things that are affecting you, then what's happening? That's what's coming back to you. So the idea is, how do you turn things around? How do you get rid of those negative thoughts? And how do you become more positive in your daily living? Well, when you think of journaling, you think of the laws of attraction. Because what does the journaling do? It's helping you write down your thoughts, your feelings. It's something that you can look at on a regular basis, and you can determine just how upset, where your stress comes from, and where you need to make those changes. Because we don't always think about it. We don't always know that what's the importance of friends. Well, when you have friends, you're bouncing ideas off of it. You can ask for their help and their support systems. There are many, many organizations where there's support programs that you can go to of people who are experiencing the same things that you're experiencing and get the help you need to literally come to terms with the things that are happening to you and how they are affecting you. So remember, self-care is so important. Don't put yourself last, and don't let others put you and demand your time. When you're in that sandwich generation where you've got an elderly parent who's demanding your time, and then you've got your young children who need your time, who need your support, who need your guidance, then it's just so important that you find time for yourself. If you are with someone, in a relationship with someone, and you don't take time for yourself, then what happens is your life so surrounds them that when something happens to them, they, you know, you're lost and you just don't know what to do. Or what happens is the opposite, that you begin to feel resentful against them simply because you are so caught up in their lives that you're not taking time for yourself. And that can create a lot of stress for you. And it can also damage those relationships. So the last thing that I want to do is tell you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and we're offering some 5-day challenges that can help you to change your thoughts and transform your life. And when you do that and you live a better quality of life, then you can take care of yourself and have more to give to other people.